Hello, and welcome to today's segment on The Living Laboratory. Join us as we meet Todd Rath, Alabama Power's marketing director, and go inside a neighborhood of smart homes in Reynolds Landing on the outskirts of Birmingham, Alabama. When we asked Todd Rath about the project, he said,
"What we've done here is create some very efficient homes, connect them up, and we're trying to understand how we're serving those customers and how they're using that energy and interacting with those devices in their homes. The homes you can see here at Reynolds Landing are 35% more efficient than standard newly built homes in the area, earning Alabama Power the Stars of Energy Efficiency Award. The electricity that powers them is generated locally by a microgrid made up of solar panels, battery storage, and a backup natural gas generator. The biggest energy savers, though, are the temperature control systems, which are particularly important in Alabama's extreme climate. Here in the southeast United States, we have hot summers, but also really cold snaps in the winter. The biggest energy user in an individual home is the heating and air con system. That's why we wanted homeowners to be able to control temperature ranges and multiple zones in their home to prevent wasting energy heating or cooling unused rooms. The microgrid helps to maximize these energy savings. If it's a mild day and homes don't need as much energy, it turns on the heat pump and water heater to store excess energy for later. This is all part of the smart home system that all our houses have. The smart home system includes thermostats, voice-activated security, and interconnected kitchen appliances. This means that the homeowner can control almost everything remotely, from room temperature to opening the door and turning on the oven. The little things do add up. Smart thermostats are a good example of a relatively pain-free way to have a big impact. Other examples are checking on an app if any doors or windows have been left open at home, or even letting in a delivery. Another quite useful option is to use the refrigerator's built-in camera to quickly check if there's enough milk in the fridge or if you should pick some up when you're at the grocery store. For some, though, advanced technology can be an obstacle, especially with older people who might not have had access to technology at a younger age. But when they hear about the impact that we're seeing financially, how we're using less energy and living more efficiently, I would say they are both open and interested.
Are you interested? Houses in the smart neighborhood came onto the market in the usual fashion, costing around $400,000 each, about average for a home in the area. When buying a home, residents agreed to share anonymized data on energy usage with Alabama Power and meet researchers monthly to discuss their experiences and likes and dislikes. Each of the homeowners is part of this research project called the Living Laboratory. But smart products could make homeowners less secure. A 2019 report by Avast, a cybersecurity software company, found that 40% of digital homes worldwide contained at least one device vulnerable to cyber attacks, citing printers as the most common entry point. The study suggests the rapid growth of the Internet of Things, a system of devices and objects connected to the Internet, which is predicted to more than triple by 2025 to over 75 billion devices. This puts manufacturers under pressure to deliver affordable smart devices, which can result in the fact that security features are sometimes neglected.